Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, I was on Big Steve's Table of Pain earlier with Chris Moyles.
Oh, I heard that. It didn't sound good.
No. No, it is good. Afterwards, you go, yes, amazing. But at the time, pain ahoy.
It was when Big Steve was going, right, deep breath.
Deep breath.
And I thought, that's going to hurt.
No.
Anything that says deep breath before it is going to cause pain.
Anyway, feel better now, so thanks, Big Steve. I'm not going to say I feel worse, because if you've seen Big Steve, you'll know why I'm going to say that everything is brilliant. But I do actually feel better. Today was more of a mental challenge. I was strapped to Chico off of The X Factor 4 years ago, and he kept telling me that it was Chico time, and then asking me what time it was a lot. The video is now up online of today's Mile from Hell.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Sean's been on. Sean from Bristol saying, can you play you and Big Steve on the Table of Pain earlier? Do we really have to do that again?
Rob off Birmingham says, is there a video of you with Big Steve?
No, there's no cameras. Oh. Just me and Chico.
Is there audio of it? Can you listen again to that?
There is.
Listen again to the bits where you properly scream.
Hang on. Yeah.
Right, just text Scott to 7001. It'll cost you £1. The whole £1 goes to Sport Relief. You've got to be 16 or over and ask the permission of the person who pays them. Bill!
You know, like, I normally would hand things up a bit. I didn't need to.
Which
oh my
bit
god,
was that?
That was the lower back. He's like, it's tight, Scott. It's bloody tight.
I did like it when he came on and he went, Scott, he's got really tight buttocks.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Scott, tight buttocks. Mills.
Yeah.
Love it.
There'll be more of me on the Table of Pain on today's Occurring? Right, it's Thursday, which means it's nearly... And that means that the Posh Radio 4 is on with all the stuff that you've been saying to us this week on email on Dear Scott. We get a posh woman off Radio 4 to read out your emails every week. So if you want to send one in, anything you want to know, anything you think that we might know that we can tell you about, any kind of advice, yeah, you're at the right person. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Hey Scott, Becky, the one that spoke once, I think, and the PR4L.
Hello.
I was watching The Vicar of Dibley the other day on UK Gold Plus One, and I was thinking that Alice is a bit like Becky. Is she like that in real life?
In what way do you mean?
And I was also wondering last week, when I was at Frankie and Benny's for Mother's Day, where do they get all those old pictures? And who are the people in them? I would love to be on Frankie and Benny's wall, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, off of Edinburgh. Love you.
Right, let's address the Alice from Vicar of Dibley thing first of all.
So many questions from Kenny there.
Yeah, In the way that her accent is similar, yes. I can't really... I mean, yes, in the terrible joke, sometimes yes. In the general ditziness, sometimes a little bit, yeah.
So basically you're agreeing with him completely.
Yeah, but you're not that West Country, are you? Can you do your Alice from Vicar of Dibley impression?
No. See? I don't know. No, I'm not that kind of...
I've got
a different sort of accent.
Yeah.
Mm. But I am that stupid quite a lot of the time. Mm, it takes me a while to get stuff.
Secondly,
in the end, but
the Frankie and Benny's thing, I've noticed that as well. Are they actually old people, or are they like the staff that work there, but they've got that kind of brown tinge? You know, they do that at Disney, don't they?
I've never had one of those photos done. You can get it at most theme parks, I think.
Yeah, and it makes the photo look really old and like from the 20s or 30s, even
though
it's not.
Sepia.
Yeah, you just put a brown tinge on it. So I don't know who those people are, because I don't think they're famous people.
Should we do a show one? Like, pretend we're on the radio in, like, the olden days.
Frankie and Benny's, if you're listening, can we, like, dress up as people off of the war and stuff and please be on your wall in a brown tinge? I would love that.
With a massive bowl of pasta or pizza for me.
Yeah.
Not to eat, just to hold in the picture.
They didn't have pasta in the 1920s.
They must have done it.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
In Italy?
No. It wasn't invented until the 80s.
1980s? 1980 what?
Pasta, yeah.
1980 what?
I don't know. Just the early 80s.
1984,
I think.
God,
the one that doesn't speak
it.
Is saying.
I had some of my life without pasta.
Yeah. No, you didn't always have pasta. You wouldn't have, like, for instance, if we had a picture taken for Frankie and Benny's, trying to look like it's a picture from the 30s, there's no way you'd be holding a pizza or a pasta because they simply weren't invented then.
So cars came before pasta?
Yeah, way before.
Why on earth would you do that?
Did you not know that?
No, surely you need to eat before you want to drive somewhere.
There we are. More evidence, if we needed it, that you are, in fact, Alice off of Vicar of Dibley.
I've got a clip of her now, so to see if people want to compare our voices.
Okay.
You know that stuff that they're selling now at the local shop?
Which stuff?
I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, I can't believe it's not butter.
Hilarious.
I can't really dispute that one, can I?
No. Would you like canned laughter after everything you say as well?
Yes!
That's not, that's yes. Not actually funny.
I didn't realise... Well, that's most of what comes out of my mouth, I think. This is my new favourite thing. I didn't. You know when you just didn't realise you wanted something until you've got it?
You love it?
I love it
say
so
Say something
much.
Else not funny.
What would you say? If I said to you, say something else not funny, what
it's
would
easy
you
for
say?
Me. it's easy for me. There are. Anyway, yeah. Oh, someone's saying that pasta was invented in the 20s. No, it wasn't. Neither was pizza. Look it up.
You're going to need photographic evidence of that.
Next!
My friend's bedroom is above her parents' room in the attic. So if you do want the toilet, you're not allowed, as you have to walk downstairs through her parents' room to get there. Scary stuff. Love, Rosanna.
Right, why did someone feel the need to text that in, to email that in?
I think it's because one day I had a big long rant at Zane. Do you remember this a few months ago? And Zane, it was in the handover with Zane, and I said that when I was a kid I got really scared at going around to sleepovers because we weren't allowed to go to the loo in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think
yeah.
Zane thought I was a bit weird.
And you get told off, don't you, by
yeah.
their parents.
Mm.
Yeah.
But that's a really weird situation, having to go through the parents' bedroom.
That is weird. Oh, don't want that at 3 a.m, do they? Can we not play that thing again? It just reminds me of the sewer from Monday. Thank you. And the final one in this batch.
Hey, Scott. I just looked at Butt Drugs website, and you can buy I Love Butt Drugs t-shirts. I'm so getting one. Darren in Newport.
This is from our favourite local ad in America, which we played earlier in the week. It's for a pharmacy in Indiana.
There's a cry across the heartland, a yearning for the days gone by. And in little old Corden, Indiana, they're happy and they'll tell you why. They got butt drugs. They love butt drugs. Ba-ba-ba butt drugs. Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
I love butt drugs.
Here's some people that love butt drugs.
I recommend butt drugs for everybody.
I can always count on butt drugs.
When I think drugs, I think butt drugs. For all my health needs, I turn to butt drugs.
There we are. So, I didn't know they did t-shirts. That's brilliant. We need to get that on that, really.
The thing is, you and he say that you're going to get them, but you're not really, are you? Because
well,
you'd wear that.
I would.
Butt drugs.
Also, good news.
I forgot about him on the end.
The people that made that, they make them for free, very kind of them, Rhett and Link. I have emailed them asking to make us a free advert for this show. I'm still waiting to hear back, but at some point, hopefully, that will happen. I sent them an email the other night. Anything else you want to know, then send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk for Dear Scott. More on those later.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, Ollie says, I've just looked up Wikipedia pasty, and it's been around since 1808 at least. In your face, Scott. Well, actually, anyone can change the info on Wikipedia, so in your face, Ollie.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, final mile from hell tomorrow. Can you give me a clue? Is it anything to do with my legs? Because actually, they don't work anymore. They're officially not working. I actually walked down the stairs then, like I was off of 85.
Well, you'll need your legs at some point.
Yeah, obviously, but is it a legs task, or is it more kind of, upper body, as we fitness fanatics say?
What is it, a mile of... Oh, it would have been amazing if we got you to do a mile of, like, those gymnast rings.
Is that
so
what
you
it
just
is?
Just had to do it on arms.
Okay.
No.
All right, well,
what
I'll find out.
What will be your worst one to do tomorrow?
More stairs? Anything to, involving running? Is it any of that?
No.
It's not?
No. It would be stupid to do the same task twice, wouldn't it?
Do I use my legs at all?
I don't know. I can't give
you do, you know what it is.
I know, but it depends how you choose to do it.
All right, I'll find out tomorrow morning with Chris Moyles at 8.15, my last mile from hell.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know, I said yesterday everything hurts apart from my hair. Today that hurts too.
Have you had your hair cut?
No, I just put some wax in it today to try and make it look better. I did it for Chico.
What?
No, I didn't.
You put hair gel in for just for Chico?
But gel? Who? No, wax.
I thought the wet look stuff was gel.
It's not wet look.
I was joking.
God. Nothing wrong with people that wear wet look gel, by the way. Just not my choice. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast.
You know that restaurant we mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
The one where...
With the old people on the walls?
Yeah, they have
not
like...
the old people, but the stained...
Yeah, the stained pictures with the tinge, which make people look really...
Not the stained old people.
You know the stained old people they have on their walls?
Pictures that have been done in sepia to make them...
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, we're just kind of...
Well, I've got an answer to all this. Becky's been on, another Becky, and she works at that restaurant, and she says that all the pictures in their restaurants are original pictures of families from the Little Italy district, and they ship them over especially... from America for their restaurants. See, I didn't think they were famous because I didn't spot anybody I recognised. I mean, there's no like Marilyn Monroe or anything, is there? It's always just some randoms. That's why they're just people.
But oh, so they are actual old photos. They're not what we were saying, which was that they were members of staff that had been like painted a little bit brown around the edge of the photo to make it look older.
No, but the good news is,
what
Becky says that if we want to go in and have some pictures taken to add to the history of the walls on their restaurant as kind of the wallpaper, yes, we can do that.
Is Becky just a waitress at the Manchester one? Who's...
No, I think you should... Don't do her down. I think you'll find she's the marketing manager.
Not just a waitress, but I meant
oh,
like...
Oh, dear. Well,
no,
that's really...
I didn't...
That's like when I said that cabin crew were just waitresses in the sky.
That's worse. What I meant was...
It's not
was,
worse, though, is it? Let's dwell on this for a little bit longer. Just a waitress, you say?
No, what I meant was, does Becky have the right to go around taking down pictures
yeah,
of people
Yeah, she's the marketing manager!
Just to make sure, before we turned up for our photo shoot, and then she had to ask her boss in front of us, and it would have all been really embarrassing. People were like, what are these lot doing here? Well, I said you could come in and have an old-style picture taken.
And also, they're not pictures from the 20s or 30s, they're... In the style of the 1950s, that's when the original pictures were taken.
Oh, before pasta was invented. They were way ahead of their time, weren't
yeah, they?
Yeah,
they were, actually. That's why you don't ever see pasta or pizza featured in those pictures of...
Someone texted earlier, you know, we said it wasn't invented until 1984, which is factually correct.
Yes.
Someone then questioned us on the text saying there's photographic evidence on Wikipedia. I said, no, that's been doctored, that picture.
You can doctor Wikipedia, anyone can change
and that's
that.
And that spaghetti on the plate, that's actually worms.
Someone said, what about spaghetti Western movies? Yeah, well, that's why spaghetti was after that. They named it after the films, obviously. God, some people on the text are getting really annoyed about
and
this.
And all the people that had macaroni cheese in the 70s, you
well,
didn't.
No, you didn't. That was just like...
Your parents are lying to you.
They are lying. It was just something else with, like, cheese on the top. Mm. Probably cauliflower or something. Macaroni cheese in the 70s.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh! What's occurring is coming up. First, before we do that, we should speak to Mike, who is off of Salt Ash in Cornwall, works at a pizza place in Bristol, and who was, until yesterday, our contestant on Oh, What's Occurring. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. Now, I got your emails and your texts and stuff, and I know you're a bit gutted that the phone... What happened yesterday? Was it a bad signal, was it?
Nah, my headset broke, and then I couldn't hear anything.
Your headset broke?
Yeah.
Oh, rubbish.
I had a headset on my phone.
Oh, no.
And was it a Bluetooth one?
Yeah, it was.
Thing is, it made you look stupid anyway, Mike.
Yeah.
No, they do, though, a bit.
Only people that wear two of them.
No, yeah, that is weird.
Why would you wear two?
Who? Yeah, exactly. Who do you know who wears two?
I'm sure I've seen businessmen wearing two, one on each ear.
Really? Phillips on his headphones?
Yeah. No. Was it? I don't know. Yeah.
They're called
that.
Headphones. Well done. Alice. Anyway, Mike, I'm really sorry about yesterday. Who were those people going bleh, bleh, in the background? Were they the people you just played football with?
Yeah, that was. I got a lot of abuse for that.
Did you? Anyway, listen, I don't want this whole thing to end badly, all right?
Yeah, I had Becky saying earlier.
We're still mates, are we?
Of course.
Okay, because Becky feels this is like some kind of breakup because we've binned you off. But even though I have found someone else, right, do you still want to be friends or what?
Oh, I'd love to be friends.
Okay.
You can bring me back on if you want.
No, so you're all right, but...
He doesn't want to get back with you, he just wants to make sure that you're not going to be upset about his new...
Yeah.
Newfound love.
And also, I need to tell you that you and the new person, there was no overlap, all right? Like, I only found them today, and you were binned off yesterday. So, is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so don't no hard feelings or anything.
Can he keep the telly?
The what telly?
Well,
yeah, also, you can have the telly.
Technically, the pot plant is mine. Okay, we've lost him again. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, you're still there. Good. No, I mean just lost you because we were talking random stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit emotional, so...
Yeah, I know, it's the music, see?
Don't worry, you'll find someone else soon. It's not you, it's us.
You'll find someone else soon.
It was you, actually, because it was your headset, but...
Find someone on Heart or something. No, don't. Please don't. Anyway, look, listen, Mike, it's been real brief, but nice to speak to you. And I know you wanted to say something, didn't you, before you binned?
Yeah, I wanted to say, it's my mum's birthday today, so I just wanted to say happy birthday to her, because I've just come home. I drove home last night to come and see her for the day. So,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was a bit gutted that I got cut off yesterday, because I was going to say, if I didn't win yesterday, I was going to say it yesterday, but, you know, I'm glad you let me back on to get a chance to say it.
This is too much for me.
I feel bad now.
I can't look.
Right, OK. What's your mum's name?
Julie.
And happy birthday, Julie, Mike's mum. Oh, did you all go away to see her, did you?
Yeah, I came home late last night.
I can't cope with this. All right, Mike, listen, I know we'll be friends, won't we?
Of course.
No, we say that, we won't really, but yeah, we will. Let's say that now, okay?
All right,
good to speak to you, mum.
And you.
Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
See, I feel much better now that hasn't ended badly.
Did you notice then that you said you loved him still, though, but he doesn't love you anymore?
Well, whatever. Anyway, things move on. Hello to our next contestant. Hello!
Hello!
Hello, who are you, please?
I'm Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. How bad do you feel about binning Mike off?
I'm okay about that.
Yeah, I thought you would be.
Don't drag Charlotte into your relationship issues. It was your decision to get rid.
Where are you from, Charlotte, please?
Bournemouth.
Yes. How old are you?
18.
Tell me something interesting about your life.
Well, I'm on YouTube, doing this horrendous leapfroggy thing. And that's pretty much what I'm known for around here.
Right, come again. What are you on YouTube for?
I was at Monkey World.
Oh, as you do.
And I was on this leapfrog thing, and basically, I tried to do it, I got my hand stuck under my bum, and I fell face first into the bark. And I have a little mark on my head from where a piece of bark was actually stuck in my head after that.
This is brilliant, because the fact you've written on your entry form is, my favourite cheese is Wednesday Dale with cranberries. There's no mention of being a YouTube sensation.
Well, I thought it'd be a bit hard to explain without speaking it, so I thought I'd go for the cheese.
Also, I like it that you are actually posh.
Well...
Yeah, you are, though. Why don't you just say you are, because, like, Wednesday Dale with cranberries, get you...
I buy it from Aldi's.
So? Posh people go to Aldi as well?
Yeah, okay, well.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Love you.
Yeah, I love that. What do we... Can we look this up on YouTube? What do I look for?
If you type in bark space mark.
Bark space mark.
Yeah. And then the video's a bit... It's not very good quality and there's some weird shots of my mum at the beginning, but then it comes into the YouTube... The leapfrogging. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just let that out now, thanks. And so will lots of other people.
That's good, I'd like some more hits.
How many have you had so far?
Not very many, I don't know.
You will now.
Oh, your mum's looking lovely.
Yeah, she does look fashionable, doesn't she?
It's like you've taped this off the telly.
No, yeah, I have.
Oh.
What?
Off the video camera.
From oh, I see, OK.
Put it on the telly.
All right, you weren't actually...
Oh! That's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it did hurt so badly.
OK. And where are you when you're normally listening to... Oh, what's occurring?
Either at home or on the way home from school.
OK. All right, you ready to play then?
What's occurring?
Quite a few texts coming in. Michelle's been on going, oh, Mills, I like Wensleydale with cranberries and I'm from Southend. All right. Bark Mark is hilarious. I've just watched it at least 10 times, says Purina in Leicester. OMG, when I listen to Diana Vickers, I feel like I'm cheating on my girlfriend. I've got a massive crush. That's from John. That nearly went wrong. Let's get on with the game. It's Oh, What's Occurring? And it's Charlotte. Hello. No, that was Mike. He's hung up. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
Hello. So where do you study, please?
Bournemouth School for Girls.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Okay.
And, right, are you ready to play the game?
Yep, I am.
You know what happens. Three situations, just guess what happened next.
Yep. Oh! What's occurring?
Charlotte, you know Richard Hammond?
Yeah.
He's on everything on TV, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's on my favourite, that Wipeout show, I like that.
I thought you were going to say Top Gear for a minute.
No. Oh, yeah, he's on that as well, obviously. And lots of other things. And he's got, like, a science show on at the moment. It's something like...
Was it the one that was on Monday? His Invisible World.
Well, they've got loads because I think he's on like one of those Discovery or National Geographic. He's got like there's one Richard Hammond's Big Erections. There's like Richard Hammond's Big Structures. There's Invisible.
That was the one I saw on Monday. The Invisible World.
Yes, that's what this particular situation is about.
Advantage.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it, Charlotte?
I didn't.
Oh, rubbish. Okay, so it's Richard Hammond's Invisible World on BBC One the other night. He was talking about things that are invisible. My question to you, how many times did Richard Hammond say invisible on his Invisible World show, Charlotte?
I reckon 26.
Charlotte says 26. Becky says...
8.
Let's find out. Here's Richard Hammond on his Invisible World show on BBC One, saying invisible a lot.
This is the invisible world of speed.
An invisible world.
Completely invisible to the naked eye.
We can't see it. To us, it's invisible.
Now, we can stretch time, making the invisible visible.
When we start to see the things that are usually invisible, we can suddenly see things invisible to the naked eye from an amazing invisible force. It's virtually invisible, a high-speed artist of the invisible world. It's so fast that it's invisible.
But in fact, there's an invisible force
of the invisible world. The invisible world.
Invisible.
And that's it. That's
completely invisible.
Okay, there's one more. So 15. Who's closest?
15. Who's closest?
Well, she said 20.
No, she said. How many did you say? 26.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Me then.
You're closest.
Becky gets it.
I know. Sorry, I'm not good at maths. Now you know. Normally we try and get the words into songs. It wasn't that easy with this one, but we had a go anyway.
Invisible.
This one kind of works.
Invisible. 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 It's true.
No?
No.
Okay, try this one, if you will.
Your girlfriend was invisible like
me. Yeah? Charlotte?
No.
Not humour-free, that, wasn't it? Absolutely humour-free. So Becky gets that point. Soz, Charlotte.
That's right. Oh.
What's occurring?
Right, we've got a new game. We've never tried this before. So if it's rubbish, we won't do it again. It's called What's Gemma Whipped Out? It features Gemma, who works on our show sometimes, and it involves her going out onto the street, stupid street, and whipping something out. It's a bit like What's Becky's Forte, similar jingle.
What's Gemma whipped out?
I was going to say, I hope it's not too much like Becky's Forte. I don't think I've whipped anything out on that. Oh, no, I did cheerleading, didn't I, with JLS, and that all went wrong.
Yeah, actually, you did whip something out there, didn't you?
That wasn't intentional.
I know. Something never is it?
No.
Anyway, this is... What's Gemma whipped out? And so Gemma goes out onto Stupid Street, and she says, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I whip this out? Then she whips it out, gives them a good long look at it. And what I'm going to do now is I am going to play you people's reactions, all right? And you've just got to guess what Gemma has whipped out. So let's play the reaction, shall we?
What's the first word you think of when I show you this? What's the first thing you think of when you see this? What's the first thing this reminds you of? What's the first word you think of when you see this? What's the first thing you think of when I show you this?
Lady Gaga.
What's the first word you think of when you see this? What's the first word you think of when I show you this? What's the first word you think of when you see this?
I think boobies.
Boobs?
Yeah, because they round and kind of long.
Wow. So my question to you, what has Gemma whipped out, Becky?
A jelly on a plate.
Becky says, jelly on a plate.
I was trying to think of something that wobbled.
Charlotte?
Well, I was thinking a feather duster, so I think I'll just go with that.
All right. Feather duster, then. Let's find out.
Oh!
So, what did Gemma whip out to get these reactions?
Lady Gaga.
Boobies.
Right. Do you want to know what she whipped out, Charlotte?
Yeah, right. What is it?
It was... a banana! it makes sense now. Listen to the reactions.
Lady Gaga.
Boobies.
See, it's so easy when you know the answer.
Is it?
Feather duster wasn't in there. Jelly on a plate wasn't in there. I can't give you any points, so Becky, you are still in the lead. Come on, Charlotte.
Oh! What's a kitty?
Are you up early enough to listen to the Chris Moyles show sometimes, Charlotte?
I am indeed.
Did you hear it earlier?
Yes.
I was on the Table of Pain. Did you hear that?
Yes.
See, I'm tight. Scott Tight Buttocks Mills, that's what they call me, after running up and down those stairs yesterday for Sport Relief. Very tight. So, the only thing for it was to get on the Table of Pain. It actually really hurts. It's proper deep tissue massage. It's bone-crunchingly horrible, but at the same time, quite nice. Steve was working on my lower back area and also me glutes, whatever that means. But it's a simple question. How much of the Chris Moyles show this morning was me just making painful noises? Charlotte, I want this in minutes and seconds. How long was I moaning and screaming for?
I reckon 5 minutes and 33 seconds.
5 minutes of the Chris Moyles show and 33 seconds of me just going, on the Table of Pain.
Well, it's probably actually a bit of an overestimate, isn't it?
Well, you Is that your answer or what?
Can I lower it a little bit?
Go on then.
Okay, I'll make it 2:33.
2:33. Becky.
What was Charlotte's original guess?
5:33.
I'm going to have that, because if that's the answer, she's going to get really annoyed.
Girls, eh? Right, let's find out. Here's me on Steve's Table of Pain earlier on the Chris Moyle Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
This is actually me and it's grossing me out.
Ow! Oh. Oh. Yeah, the one. Yes. Luke, I am your father.
It's right there, Steve.
Yeah, but too tight.
Thank you so much. Ow!
Someone just texted in, remind me never to make love to you.
You don't need reminding after that.
What do you mean? There was a whole... let me just check. 1:41 of me on the massage table, the table of pain earlier, because of, well, it's just because of the stairs yesterday. It knackered me. Charlotte, you were closest.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, indeed. So, do you want to come back tomorrow because it's a draw, which means I give you the choice, or you can just forget this whole thing ever happened?
Charlotte, don't say that you want to come back tomorrow because
it's not
Friday,
on, it's
so
Friday.
Come back on Monday instead.
Monday?
That's fine, yeah, Monday's good for me.
All right, we'll give you a call then.
All right, have a nice weekend.
Have an awesome weekend, love you.
Love you.
Oh, what's the curry?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Some people found the What's Gemma Whipped Out quiz really easy. I thought it was quite a difficult quiz. What happened was Gemma went out onto the streets, whips out a banana, and then just records people's reactions.
Ooh,
Hannah from Leeds, she said banana. She's texted in. I got banana, says James from Lincoln. A banana, obviously, says Preeti. So obviously it wasn't as hard as we thought it was. I also need to apologise to Gemma, who's just sat in the live lounge. I don't think we actually ran it by her beforehand that we called the quiz What Has Gemma Whipped Out? So, is that all right with you, Gemma? Sorry, I should have asked beforehand. You didn't know that when you went onto Sheepy Street, did you? All right, but you're okay with it? You don't mind? Brilliant, thanks for that. Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The thing is with these Miles from Hell, like the one yesterday, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm tired. But someone said to me yesterday, well, a couple of my friends said to me and a few listeners, that actually the show is a lot better when I'm tired. So I'll try and do that more often for you.
Someone's picked up, apparently Calvin Harris created disco, not Marco Polo.
I didn't, so. It's just stupid. People reading Wikipedia again. Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. This is where the posh Radio 4 lady, she's so posh, reads out your emails that you've been sending in this week. And here's the first one this time.
Dear Scott, Becky, and the one that spoke once. After hearing you mention the unofficial Mills website several times last week, I thought I would see what is on there, and discovered Laura's diary.
Mm.
Although I had heard you mention it on the show before, I had never actually heard the diary, and I was missing out, as it was one of the funniest things ever. So I was really hoping that Becky had a diary that you could read out on air too. Smiley. Please think about it. I think it would make a great feature. But if not, maybe dress Becky up as a nun, like you did with Laura, and see if you are treated any better or worse post-recession. You complete me. Love, Gemma, off of Cambridge.
You see, you can find all our old stuff on Unofficial Meals. It's pretty good. They've got loads on there from way back. Yes, we used to do this thing called Laura's Diary. Laura, one day, just magically turned into Becky, and nobody noticed. It's a bit like in a soap. But, yeah, we used to read out Laura's diary every day at 5:15, and it was a nationwide hit. Have you got a diary we could read out?
No. Well, I've got a diary, but it's on my phone. It's like doctors, dentists, no, all that, that sort of...
You
that's
don't just want appointments.
That sort of diary, do you?
12 o'clock haircut. No.
But that is a diary.
Yeah, but Laura's diary...
What you're saying is, have you got loads of gossip in your past all written down in a book which we can read out on the radio?
Like a proper journal?
No. Sorry.
You never did one?
Well, I think I did, but I went through phases. You know, like when you read it back 2 years later and you're like, ugh, and then you get rid of it.
Well, that was the idea of Laura's diary. It was just made her go, ugh, every day, and that's why people loved it.
But I found mine first and shredded them, I think.
Mm. They didn't have shredders then, did they?
Well, just cut
they,
it up.
They were invented with pasta and disco music.
Ripped it up. Did Marco Polo invent the shredder as well?
Don't know, look it up.
God, he was a busy man.
Anyway, do I sound grumpy today? Natalie thinks I do.
A little bit.
Do I?
Yeah.
Why?
You've got a grumpy look on your face.
Oh.
Because during Newsbeat, when you sent me out to get your sandwich, you were a bit like, oh, that'll do, chicken one.
Sorry, I'm a bit tired.
What have you been doing today? What did you do between finishing with Chico and coming in here?
Talked to Chico more.
Oh, did you have lunch with him?
No! The video of me and Chico being kind of chained together, not chained, we were tied together, is now online. That was my Mile from Hell today. I don't think it's that one that tied me out so much, like the stairs yesterday, I think. Anyway, Gemma, who works on the show, have you got a diary we could read out on air? Have you ever kept a diary? Can you come in a sec? Come in. Gemma's diary would be brilliant. Think about it. Becky, think about it.
Shoot, do you know what?
Hi, Gems. Have you ever written a diary?
Yeah, probably when I was about 15.
Okay. What kind of thing was in it? Boys you fancy
dramas.
And stuff?
Dramas. It's always a drama every day.
Yeah, okay. You don't keep one now?
No.
What would be in it now?
Boring stuff, like...
No, it wouldn't. Your life's amazing. Work. Went down Chicago Rocks, Baz Vegas. Was brilliant. That kind of thing.
I'd be too drunk to remember what to write in it.
That is true, actually, yeah. All right, so nothing at all. You haven't kept anything?
No. You wouldn't be able to find it.
But you say that.
You wouldn't.
Really, though? I know people that you know.
Who?
Well, Gemma, I've got a surprise for you.
You are joking.
No, I am joking. Yeah. look at your face then. You thought I was going to whip out your diary. Oh, Gems, I'm sorry. Sorry, that's it.
Please don't do that to me again.
Look at her, she's actually shaking. What was in the diary, Gemma? I'm really mentally traumatised.
Right, we need
her.
To find out now.
Oh my god.
I'm going to make it my mission.
Let's find out. Gemma's diary needs to come to a Radio 1 near you soon, I think. Wow. Genuine terror on her face. Can you believe that?
She's now phoning everyone she knows, going, have you got my diary? Make sure you don't ever give it to Scott.
When she thought I had it under the desk, then she was like, oh, no.
Everything's got a price, though.
True say. Next.
Dear Scott, I heard your show tonight, and I just wanted to say I love House Guest in the Sun. It's so random and funny. I watched it when I was ill off work, and even Gary Lineker's bro was on it with his younger girlfriend. I want to be in the show when I'm retired and living the expat dream. Ha ha. Bye for now, Sarah XO.
Sarah, hi. Yeah, that's our dream. When this Radio 1 thing's over, we are going to be expats, aren't we, Becky?
I love it.
What we're going to do, right, we might just have a flat here. When we get that out there, wherever it is, we are going to be permanently orange. We are your husband...
No change there.
Your husband will work in oil, probably the oil industry, probably.
Right.
And we are...
No, I thought he was going to run the bar with me.
Oh, he's running the bar, sorry.
Yeah.
Huxtable's bar.
He's doing behind the bar and I'm going to do food.
Yeah. And we're going to be on Pathos FM.
I would so love that.
Because they do, where expats are, where there's a lot of English expats and UK expats, they do, they normally have a radio station, an English-speaking one. Good afternoon, Scott Mills here with you on Pathos FM. All across Pathos. The weather today, hot, sunny, 35 degrees. You see, that's what we're going to do. That is what we're going to do. We want to be expats.
I'm
we
so
want to
excited.
Live the expat life. We'll have a swimming pool.
Is it only older people who can be expats, or can you be like a young expat, like when you're like...
No, a lot of my friends went out to work on one of those stations in Dubai, and they're all like mid-20s. You can be a
I
young
expat. I
don't
want to expat. Go that far. I just want to go to like Spain or somewhere where I can come home easily. Still get, you know, like British things.
You can,
like cornflakes and tea and all
they
that
have,
sort
They
of
have
stuff.
Marks and Spencer in Dubai now. They've got it all. Debenhams, all, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's what we're going to do when Radio 1 finishes. We're going to live together and we're going to get a villa like together, all of us, or are we going to...
When's Radio 1 finishing? Do you know something
that we don't
know?
Did I not tell you? I don't know.
How long have I got?
How long's a piece of string? They'll just tell me one day. I'll have to, like, you know what it's like in radio. They're like, they tell you after your last show. They've got all your stuff in a bin bag that you've left at the radio station. They call
that's
a taxi.
That's what happens to Chappers, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what happens. They just put all your stuff in a massive bin bag. There's already a taxi waiting outside, and they're like, bye-bye now. So that's the last, you know, you don't know it's your last show until you're off.
Should
this could be it. This
now,
this
then?
Might be it. This could be it now.
Well, after you've said that, it probably is, to be honest. If you said you preferred to work on Pathos FM.
I
didn't say it.
No, I didn't say
it. Can we get to one which I can pronounce, please?
Didn't say I'd prefer to. I just said, you know, when it's all over. Anyway, next... Yes, House Guest in the Sun, in reply to that person, is a brilliant show. In fact, Becky is taking all next week off just to watch it, aren't you?
Yeah. You weren't meant to tell anyone about that.
Next.
Dear Scott and Becky, please, 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 please find a way to release the Daft Punk Custard as a ringtone, because I love it. It may be even better than the Daft Punk version. Please, 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 please. Lots of love, Charlie, working in Reading.
Well, Charlie... I tell you what, there's so much love for the custard songs on my Twitter at the moment. Here's the Daft Punk one. Harder, better, faster, custard. That does seem to be the one that people like the most. Harder, better, faster, custard. Thing is, I cannot make that a download for you to put on your phone or whatever because French disco people... When you do that without asking them, they get really annoyed. And if I ask Daft Punk, is it okay to put that on as a download, they'd say no. They'd say no.
No.
They'd say no, and no. So it's a non, I'm afraid. But it's on a podcast somewhere, so, you know, try it that way. Okay, next on Dear Scott. Go.
Dear Scott, Becky, PRFL, and the one who doesn't speak. A friend put me onto your show and now I'm hooked. Thought you might like to know that Jane Lynch, who plays Sue Sylvester on Glee, now has a role in 90210. Much more hippie than Health Freak now, though.
Oh, yeah, we've had quite a few texts and emails saying they've seen her in other things.
Oh, I've never seen her on 90210, though.
Yeah. Hello? This is her on our show just the other day.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, pal, if you think this is hard, try consuming your own twin in the womb. That's hard.
Oh, my God. I spoke to Jane Lynch, who plays Sue Sylvester in Glee. One of the best moments of my life so far. Not going to lie.
I'd love to be a contestant on Oh, What's Occurring, but sadly, the time difference makes it pretty much impossible. Becky, good to hear someone has a decent Aussie accent for once. Most people make us sound like either Americans or New Zealanders. I'd also like to know which local brand of cheese was Becky's favourite when she was living here. Keep up the good work and keep going with your miles from hell. Love you, you complete me. Tom, off of Melbourne, Australia.
See, I'd heard they haven't invented cheese in Australia yet.
No, they have. I wonder what he was going to say then when he said, you complete me. I sounded like, you complete...
Favourite cheese in Australia?
Bega burger cheese or Bega fingers, which are like cheese strings but like shaped like fingers.
Bega fingers?
Yeah, or Bega burger cheese. That's really nice.
What is it?
That's like cheese slices. You know, the really like processed ones.
Oh, yeah. Really See, good. I can't do it. Like, I'm just going to bow out of this because all the Australians that are listening to this podcast right now...
They go mad at me as well. He's one of them.
No, they don't. They don't because you've actually got it. You've got the voice. Do it again.
No.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L and the one who doesn't speak. After listening to your podcast last night, the one with Matt Damon, I fell asleep with the rest of the podcast on shuffle. When I woke up in the morning... The podcast with you speaking about Sporting Gijón was on. Do you know how they're getting on in the league tables? Are you still a full-on supporter? I'd love to hear more about them. Winking smiley. Lots of love from Sophie, 14, off of Greenock. P.S. I think you should have the PR4L play the Matt Damon game.
I would like that a lot if she's up for it. This is my team. Sporting Gijón.
The club have signed Spaniard Michel from Sporting Gijón. Sporting Gijón.
Yeah. How are they doing? Do you know, Becky?
They last played Athletic Bilbao and they drew 0-0.
Rubbish.
And their next game is versus Real Madrid on the 20th, Saturday.
I said it before, I'll say it again. They need to get Michel back on board. Next.
Double ristretto, venti, non-fat, organic chocolate brownie, frappuccino, extra hot, with foam and whipped cream, upside down, double blended. Now that is an order. Smiley. Jessica.
Right, thank you, Jessica.
That
will really annoy the baristas. Is that what they're called? In coffee shops? I think it is. Baristas? I only found that out by looking at the board in one of them the other day. Is that what they're called? People who work in coffee shops?
Not in the coffee shop across the road from here, is it?
Yeah, it is. Check it out.
What, and the one that does chicken schnitzel?
Oh, not that one. I mean the other way. I think that's what they're called. Have you heard of that, Gemma? No. Don't have them in Basildon.
I thought barristers were off of courts and law.
No, not barrister, T-E-R, barrister with T-A. I don't know. I maybe made that up. Anyway, can we write this down and make sure that we order it tomorrow because we always get a coffee order in because it's only Friday. Write this down.
Double ristretto, venti, non-fat, organic chocolate brownie, frappuccino, extra hot with foam and whipped cream, upside down, double blended.
Yep.
You know I'm never one to doubt you. Sorry, can you just stop her? I
can't go any further than this.
Go.
A barrister is the Italian for bartender, usually a person who works in a coffee house.
Thank you. Podcast. Right, if you are going on a coffee run tomorrow, make sure you order this.
Double ristretto, venti, non-fat, organic chocolate brownie, frappuccino, extra hot, with foam and whipped cream, upside down, double blended.
The baristas will love it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.